verses. They really express Prabhupada's, I would say, mood which gave birth to ISKCON, in my humble understanding. I'm reading because some of you are looking to this very nice book called A Shower of Divine Compassion, which has collected poems of His Divine Grace. It's a long thing, and we will only go to this section, which has been entitled The Disciple's Empowerment is Lost. A very intense subject. He says, the greatest mantra of all, consisting of 32 syllables, is Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Those who are controlled by foolishness refuse to chant. Then he describes some diversions in his movement. He is called, remembering a person, Ananta Vasudeva, who disobeyed your final instruction to keep the mission united. Thereby, this Ananta, this person, created a scandalous fiasco, and the result of which is evident to this day. Imitative Prakrita Sahajiyas are being worshipped as gurus in your temple. And I hope you realize we hear some pain here. Is there a single temple to be found where your instructions are still followed? As it is said, Puna Mushiko Bhava. Everyone has again become a mouse. Oh no, the lion's cup has been stolen away by the deceptive tricks of the jackal. He, Prabhupada, thinks Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is the Singha Guru, the lion guru, and his child is the movement which he has given birth to, and that has been stolen away. Now everyone caught in Maya's mighty clutches is reduced to weeping. The movement weeps. Yes. Oh, Master, if you are merciful to us once again, then even though we are trapped here, trapped means captured, we are in a prison here, on the shore of the ocean of death, we will finally behold a change for the better. Prabhupada, in other words, turns to the mercy of his exalted spiritual master. He says, give us your mercy. We really need to bring everything together by your mercy. And then, listen, then he gives a very, very, very bright picture. Then, once again, we can blissfully meditate on the holy name of Krishna. And once again, we can have firm faith in your Vaikuntha messages. And that mercy comes. Once again, the pure holy name of Krishna will make us dance. Thus all the confusion caused by Maya will be automatically dispelled. O Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada addresses his own spiritual master as Srila Prabhupada, you personally suffer to see the suffering of the fallen conditioned souls. On this day of your separation, I'm utterly despondent. Let us stop a little and reflect on these words. The words have a simple message. As long as the disciple is connected with his spiritual master's orders, there is a divine empowerment working. The empowerment which comes from the exalted spiritual master to the disciple. But if the disciple, for some reason or another, becomes disconnected. His lifeline of empowerment gets cut, and that creates, that leaves him in a state of confusion where he is not properly put together. He's fragmented. He is not in his strengths. He just is not feeling that wave of enthusiasm and energy which just used to push him forward when he was connected. When he's disconnected, that experience of empowered devotional service, where one really sees, I'm not the doer, it's all done by someone else, is not visible any longer. So therefore, on such an exalted day, I would really request all of you, my dear listeners, and the vast universe of MP3 listeners, to kindly think about this, how you can catch the wave of Srila Prabhupada's mercy in your life, and how you can ride on that wave in your devotional service. With this I mean how you can lead an empowered life, which is more than your body, mind, and wildest imagination can ever bring about. I want to request you to really think how you can place yourself in life and in service in relationship to Srila Prabhupada and his mission, so that you can feel this connection which after all is still possible if one just thinks deeply, works a little bit on the anattas, huh? The ego and all this, and then just makes a step into that land of surrender. That I request you to think again, or to speak, say a different sentence. Please join again. That is a daily affair. We heard in this really inspiring lecture this morning. It's a daily affair. I do remember also Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. He would remind us constantly, it's a daily affair to do this. It's a daily affair because we are still in the material world, and there are these material energies working on us. And we have to decide, will I go with material energies or will I go with spiritual kripa or mercy? It's a decision which needs to be done, as much as the decision needs to be done to get up when the alarm clock rings. You can stay or you can go from your bed. So here is now at the end something which I really wanted to share with this audience. It's from taken from a purport of Srila Prabhupada, where he himself talks about this divine empowerment by following the spiritual master. And Prabhupada talks many times about this in his books. And whenever he talks about it, he seems, his words become enriched by the tone of urgency. Also the tone of move. Prabhupada is clearly moved when he talks about this, because he feels himself always as the humble servant of his spiritual master. He lives in this concept. It's not that he gives a philosophical concept like a scholar of Indian philosophy. No, it's his life. It's his life. It's this life story, and therefore it has strength. Please listen very carefully and fight the exhaustion and sleep which may be there on this morning, because we have had a very, very eventful Jamashtami and went late to rest. So here, it's the same, it comes from the same passage which this morning Mother Dina Sharna used as an opening to her very inspiring talk. It's from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 23rd chapter, text 7. Here it is for you. By the grace of Kadama Muni, Devahuti experienced actual realization simply by serving. Then Prabhupada uses a second example of someone who really was empowered simply by serving. We get a similar example in the life of Narada Muni. In his previous life, Narada was a maidservant's son, but his mother was engaged in the service of great devotees. He got the opportunity to serve the devotees. Narada Muni, and simply by eating the remnants of their foodstuff and carrying out their orders to become so elevated that in his next life he became the great personality Narada. Now comes Prabhupada's point with a lot of strength. For spiritual achievement, the easiest path is to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and to serve him with heart and soul. It's not a formality. It has to come from the deep place. Heart and soul. That is the secret of success. As stated by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in the 8th stanzas of Prayers to the Spiritual Master, Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada Yasya prasada nagati gotopi Tayam stuvam stasya yasyasti sandhyam Vane gurashi charanaravindam. By serving or receiving the grace of the spiritual master, one receives the grace of the Supreme Lord. By serving her devotee husband, Kadama Muni, Devahuti shared in his achievements. You know, this is very nice. Devahuti shared actually, that means she got a share. Kadama Muni, you know, had a cake of realization, if you want to have a graphical example, like some portion, and part of that portion of this delicious cake, you know, which Vishnu had given to him, part of that cake he was willing to share with his exalted servant Devahuti. He gave this. Devahuti shared in his achievements. Similarly, a sincere disciple, simply by serving a bona fide spiritual master, can achieve all the mercy of the Lord and the spiritual master simultaneously. My dear devotees, I don't want to give a pep talk. And I want to make it very practical. You need to place yourself in the service. It takes some deliberation. Let us look at Srila Prabhupada's own example. He said that he did it take time until he was ready to get into that ship, the Jaladuta, and embark on the mission which his spiritual master had given to him. It took deliberation, deep thought. It took inspiration, collecting inspiration. But when you are willing to do that work, to find where you can assist Srila Prabhupada's vast mission. Prabhupada's mission is not just one thing. His mission to elevate the fallen sleeping souls has so many aspects of it. It is just so, there is place for you. You can't be so different that there is no place for you. This is 100% place for you. your contribution can 100% be used by Srila Prabhupada as a loving offering. And I really request you to do that sincere work, to strive for that place, because that place, to be serving a pure devotee with one's words, minds, and heart, huh? That is a safe place to go back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Dharma Dan Mohana ki, Sisi Gonitai ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.
Vielen Dank, Satchinandan Swami. So, als nächstes bitten wir jetzt Mangalananda Prabhu, seine Opferung für Srila Prabhupada vorzutragen.